Hi, in the first part of the tutorial I showed you how to change the sky, add the sun. In the previous part I showed you how to add this lion in the grass field, and in this tutorial I'm going to show you how to create this text. And I'm going to delete this, but before that you can grab the move tool and move the text, and you see that if you move it to the front it looks like it's small, if you move it to the back it becomes really big. So this is something you can do after you finish doing this. So let's delete this for now. I also added the lion layers into a layer group, just created a new layer group and then grabbed and dropped the layers to that layer group. So let's create a new layer, click OK. Then with the text tool click, I'm going to write GIMP. Then I'm going to double click to select the text and type 210 pixels, also make the text bold. I'm going to move it over here for now, and I'm going to move this layer all the way to the top and also duplicate it. And I'm going to rename this one back and this one front. Now the next thing I'll do is again select the text with the text tool. I'm going to change the color. I'm going to paste the code here, click enter, and you see this dark green color. You can see the different settings and the code. Click OK. You can use another color if you want to. I'm going to use this one. Then for the back here, again I'm going to select the text and paste the code for the color, and it's another green color. Then click OK. So we have our back and front, and now the next thing I'm going to do is grab the move tool, move the active layer, and with the up arrow I'm going to click 2-3 times to move this a little bit up, the back part, the back layer a little bit up. Also going to select this layer here, move it all the way up, and this is a picture that I opened as a layer, and now I'm going to use it to create an effect on this text. Click with the scale tool, make sure this chain is locked so we can keep the aspect ratio, then click and drag to scale this down. Now with the move tool I'm going to position it over the text. And I'm also going to duplicate it and send this one here, so we have one for the front and one for the back of the text. I'm going to change to soft light, and I'm going to make this one invisible for now. And with the move tool I'm going to position it, and you see the effect on the text. I'm just trying to position it in a place that I like. Now the next thing I'm going to do is right click on the front text and select alpha to selection. Then I'm going to select the top layer with the image, make it active, then control I to invert the selection, or you can do that from the select menu. And then I'm going to hit the delete key, then control shift A to deselect, and you see the effect we have on the text. And now I'm going to do the same thing with the back part. Again, soft light. And I'm just going to leave it like this. I'm not going to move it. then select Alpha to Selection on the text layer, and then on this one Control I to invert and the delete key to delete, then Shift A, Control Shift A to deselect, and I'm going to make this one visible so you see we have the text effects. Now the way we can move this entire thing is click on these chains and I can move all the layers at once and position this here. So in the next tutorial I'm going to continue with creating the shadow. Now before that I want to show you, I think we can unchain these and merge these down, select this one and merge down so we have less layers here, and make this less confusing. So that's it for this tutorial. Like I said, in the next tutorial I'm going to continue with creating the shadow, and also I'm going to do some additional stuff to the text to make it fit better, sit better on the field here. So that's it for now. Subscribe, like the video. Bye.